What do I mean when I say that children need a voice and a choice? One of the most stressful classroom management situations is when a student engages in a power struggle with the teacher. No teacher ever wins an argument with a student. The only result is wasted time, frustration, and often the rest of the class losing respect for the teacher. So, most teachers are experienced enough to know not to engage in an argument. We'll talk more about this later. But why are some students so confrontational to begin with? Everyone has a basic human need to feel noticed and validated. Power struggles are an attempt for a student to control a situation when they may feel they have no control over so many other areas of their life. A voice and a choice refers to giving students as many opportunities as possible to feel noticed, important, and empowered. Allowing students to have agency in as many areas as possible will dramatically reduce power struggles. Clearly, teachers are ultimately in charge, and not everything can have an element of choice to it. But we all know a power-crazy teacher when we meet one. They have rules just for the sake of rules and demand compliance. Their battle cry is, "Because I said so." Much of this is the same as the classroom vibe discussion. Remember my teaching truths? I see you, you matter. It's the same idea. Validation is a strong human motivator. Giving students a voice and a choice will be a common theme in having a productive day in the classroom. The next key idea to understand is that of setting limits. Children are curious. It's also part of their growth process to push boundaries and see how far they can go. Students need to feel safe to learn. A chaotic classroom without clear limits is very stressful for students. A classroom where limits are enforced some days for some students, but not in other situations, is even more so. Children are often acting out to test the limits, and understanding them aids in developing self-control. Limits say, "You are safe here."